Former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey endorses Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for 2024. By Alam Bokhari on June 5, 2023. Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, has endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for president in 2024. Despite the fact under Dorsey, Twitter pushed the same censorship of coronavirus and vaccine discourse that suppressed opinions like those held by the populist Democrat. Commenting on a recent interview in which the Democrat candidate argued he can beat both incumbent Joe Biden and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, Dorsey said he can and will. When asked if this was an endorsement or simply a prediction, Dorsey replied it was both. In other replies, Dorsey gave a withering opinion of the DNC, calling them more irrelevant by the day. The ex-Twitter CEO's comments drew scorn from leftist commentator Keith Olbermann, who declared Dorsey a moron. Other leftists also objected, with one academic calling RFK a noted conspiracy wacko. "Forget woke mind virus," said the academic in a follow-up tweet. "Rich white man thinks being rich and white means he understands everything. Virus is far deadlier." Under Dorsey, Twitter implemented many of its COVID-19 censorship policies, including the suppression of debate over the safety and efficacy of vaccines, a topic that RFK Jr. has been censored for discussing. Dorsey also backpedaled on Twitter's public commitments to free speech while he was CEO, calling the company's famous claim to be the free speech wing of the Free Speech Party a joke. Despite this, and other forms of censorship proliferating during his time as CEO, Dorsey has attempted to restore his free speech credentials since leaving his position, including laying out a series of principles for social media platforms to resist government censorship efforts. His endorsement of RFK Jr. seems to be the latest example of Dorsey attempting to jettison his old images as an enforcer of progressive narratives. The nephew of the 35th president, John F. Kennedy, RFK Jr. has become well known in recent years for challenging establishment opinions about coronavirus and vaccines. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News last month, Kennedy slammed the establishment's embrace of censorship, saying, "We're now in a situation where without free speech, democracy just withers and dies. Free speech is the fertilizer, it's the sunlight, it's the water for democracy," he continued. "There is no time in history where the people who were censoring speech were the good guys." An economic populist and a critic of open borders, Kennedy has promised to use tariffs to protect American workers if elected president. The Democrat candidate has also attacked the growing influence of Chinese investment in the American economy, focusing particularly on the communist nation's purchases of farmland across the country. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.